Sub-zero weather and a 2-foot-deep sheet of ice on the Nemadji River kept 19,000 gallons of crude oil from getting into the river water, which is just a couple of miles from Lake Superior. Enbridge Energy Pipeline's Denise Hampshire says they caught the leak almost immediately Friday night.
We mobilized swiftly to make sure that we could avoid environmental damage, and while the cold was helpful in containing that and stopped it spreading, it has made it a little more difficult for recovery. Cold, slushy oil is a lot harder to recover than sucking it up into tankers.
About 100,000 gallons of oil spilled, most of it in holding ponds and on land around the Superior facility. Hampshire says they don't see anything suspicious about this spill.
We do know that we had a piece of pipe that dead-end. It was a dead-end branch within the terminal, and there was a cap on the an end cap on that piece of pipe, and that end cap failed, and that's where the oil came out. How it failed and why it failed, however, is part of our ongoing investigation.
The United States Coast Guard Marine Safety Office in Duluth has been monitoring the spill because it's so close to Lake Superior. Lieutenant Commander Andrew Palmiotto says the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the State Department of Natural Resources are also on site.
Because they're the ones who are really going to tell us and tell Enbridge, you know, how clean is clean? I mean, that's one of the big questions when we get down to cleaning up oil, is you can get a lot of it, but it really gets down to how clean do you want it to be. And that's where the state and local agencies come in, and they're really helpful in that regard.
Most of the oil has already been recovered and will be reused. The rest of the cleanup may take another few weeks. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.